let's get started. So yesterday, Shir, we spoke a lot about the sugya of the Flamet Chesem and Aleph. The first half of the Shir, for those who weren't here yesterday, the first half of the Shir was about the Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Rabbeinu Avraham, who said that if a non-Jew cooks in a Jew's home, there's no din of Bishul Akum. And we saw four different versions, four different heterim that were used in this context. And some are more reliable, some are less reliable. Some say, again, if the Jew's home. Some say that if the non-Jew was acquired by us literally. Why don't you open the Shulchan Aruch just to remind yourself? Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. You had different explanations of these kinds of heterim that are used for their servants which cooked in the house. One, because they cooked in the house, that itself. And the second one is in Siv Dalet. Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Dalet. The Ramban quotes that they actually belong to them. And if they did a malach, if you want Shabbos, and he said, Daraisa, Avdecha. And the Shach points out that in his country it didn't apply. We don't own us. It's in New York, in America, since Lincoln, we don't own slaves anymore. So that hetter wouldn't apply at all. The third hetter is the Ramah's hetter, which also probably won't apply nowadays. Why? Those days, their stoves were. Who's missing a Shulchan Aruch? I have one. I have an extra one. Everyone has? Either on your computer or. Okay, because I have it. I bought an extra if you need. Okay? Because everyone would stoke the coals a little bit, which we'll see later. So last week also helps. Doesn't apply. And the fourth, it's quoted from the Ra'ah, it's Derech Avdus. It's Derech Avdus, that it's considered in the manner of servitude, which is not going to lead to intermarriage or things of this nature. So Bizman Azeh, we said, the only things that work are the first one, which most posts can reject, Rabbeinu Avraham, it's in the Jewish house. And the last one is a question. Since she could quit at any moment, the question was considered Derech Avdus, not Derech Avdus. Right? The other in-between ones, namely that we own them, we certainly don't own them, and we soak the coals, we don't soak the coals. So those don't apply anymore. That was the first half of the Shia yesterday, correct? That's the first. Then after we did that, we opened the Gemara. We did the next issue, which there are two heterim in the Gemara for Bishul Akum. What are they? Take a look over here in the Flamet Chesem and Aleph, line 2. Kol Anechel Kamo Shuchai, Ema Mishma Bishul Akum. And the second one, in Ol Shulchan Malach, Lavas Apas, also no Bishul Akum. So Machloek is four Shittas. You have to have either as a Tosfos, either is good, which we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Either Het and Sif Aleph works. Then there are those who require both, those who require one or the other. We saw four Shittas. Okay, we pass in the Kula, either one works. And then the next question was the four words, Lavas, Boas, Apas, should we take them literally or not? Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe, that's just thrown in as an example, but if it's a food which is good, even though it's not Lavas, Apas, it's also a Rash Bashita. The Rash discusses Daisa. Daisa, the Gemara took the next line. Dogam Tanav of Daisa. What do you mean Daisa? What's this three Nafkami? Why is it Nafkami between these cases? Rashi explains on the second line, Dogam Tanav of Daisa, Ein Echolim Ve'ein Olam Shulchan Malachim. So therefore, according to the second answer, it's not on Shulchan Malachim, so it's okay. It's not Nechol Chai. Okay? The question is, even if it would be all Shulchan Malachim, not a lapis was a pass, because we want beta, honey, babloy to choy, the achle nama banama. You don't have cereal. Imagine if your farina, which was the dice of those, you know what they call it in modern Hebrew, they call it dice, right? You know what they call the hot cereals, right? Daisa. Am I correct? So that you wouldn't put that on bread. Who puts that on bread? You do? Babloy to choy? No? Okay. Babloy to choy the shear today. All right, it wouldn't be so terrible. But we have none. I'm Chochem Benovim, not Bavloy Tepshoy. So therefore, the Rashi was Medak L'Churma, and others are the Ritva is Mekel on the Shaila. That's an unresolved question in the Poskim, and we saw the beautiful Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, where Binyamin Cohen, the son of Raphael Cohen, the author of Bar Yashulchan, he wanted to be Machmer, the Shaila, like the Rashba, and others disagree with him on this Pesach. Right? That was what we spoke about a little bit yesterday. And today we're going to continue with some other interesting sources. And I brought with me today the OU Bishul Akum Principles, which I can pass around. You want to look at it? It's their internal guide. So we shouldn't tell the whole world about it. it's not a state secret. I mean, they have a copy of it, and they have many psalkim there from Rav Shechta Shlita, from Rav Belsky Shlita, and from other Rabbanim, and a whole leaker of things. And I even have, I was kind enough to send me also, pass it around, Rabbi Gersten, who was a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, who works in the OU at the present time. He has collated some of these things and has actually written some of the things of his own, which he calls in a very modest way, Lo Bossi Ela La Orer. Talks about different cases, which you pass this around too. So everyone has a chance to look at some of these things. I told you we're going to discuss it. Since the OU is the number one kashrus organization in the world, so obviously what they say has a great significance. Doesn't mean that everyone agrees with them, but so it's worthwhile to see some of the things that they have to say in this matter. Okay. So the end of this year, we went on screen and we saw a beautiful tshuva written by Rav Nota Greenblatt, which he said he showed to Rav Moshe, which gives 4 minutes of Moshe's view. We saw a ra'ah. The ra'ah seems to say, it's so clear to me, though they'll disagree, that there's a heter of what's called not quite bishul palter. We spoke last week, a pas palter is mutter. What does pas palter mean? A baker. You go to the bakery, hello baker, hello Mr. Baker, hi, I'll bake your bread. Okay, you know the baker personally, you know his beautiful daughter standing in the back. Because I were in choshesh for chasnas, because of a professional relationship. But you know who he is. Says the ra'ah, what about a case where it's so remote that you never will meet the person who's cooking, and the person who's cooking will never meet you? So what kind of chasnas? So the ra'ah, the way I read it, that kind of a case. The ra'ah says a totally relationship, which is you don't even see each other. It's a purni, it's made for the entire city. You don't even know, there's no direct connection. It's mut not only when it comes to pas, it's mut when it comes to bishul as well. Is that what we saw yesterday? Is that a fair description? More or less, that's what he seems to say. And there's a Chuvas Marit Talon, who says exactly the same thing. Maritatz, as he's known. In this kind of a case, we just don't have any connection whatsoever. It's a heter, even with respect to bishul akam, not only with respect to pasak. Fine. Now, the question is, do we accept this heter? Some say yes, others say no. It's a low plug. A low plug chazal. The chazal answer it no matter what. No distinctions are made. Rav Moshe's tshuva is a compromise view. He says we have to say the low plug, but the only time we say a low plug is in a situation in which the person who's cooking is cooking in a manner which you cook in your own house. So they made no exceptions. The same way as in your own house, you cook this way, a private person would cook that way, would be bishul akum. So too, if it's cooked in a factory, it's also considered to be bishul akum. However, Rav Moshe didn't write those words himself. It was written by Rabbi Nota Greenblatt, but he said that Rav Moshe saw it and approved it. He saw it actually written in the River of Sephraim yesterday. So there it says that if you cook in a way which you never cook in your house, so what kind of, you shouldn't make a low plug in this kind of a situation. This is washed to be a low plug in such a circumstance. I'm reading over here, I brought today and said the Bishul Yisrael. This is a safe one, that doesn't have 1,000 pages. But it has, let's see, 600 pages. Then he has a kuntres from Rabbi Falk from Gateshead, which has an additional 100 and something pages. So this is a 700 and something page book called Bishul Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Goldschmidt. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Okay, he was at one point at least in South Africa, Johannesburg. Okay, and he just has a chapter, Simen Chav, called Motzarei Batei Charoshet. What about products that are cooked in a factory? So I'll read you some of the things that he says over here. He says, Marit Salon. He says, by Bishlak, it was a heter of Palter, which is against the other poskim who deny it. But there is, at least the Shashita, Again, I'm not sure if the Marit Salon is Mekel. Can we get him on screen and shoot Marit Salon? Why not, right? Maritatz, it may be called.
It's a shut.
It's a shut, sure. Maritatz is the famous Tshuva Sefer. Gedol Yador. Let's see if we can get it. Can you put on a responsive for me? Should happen, no?
Yeah, they have.
Has it? Good. I want Marit Salon, Simon Kuf Samach Aleph. I think it's Yishonos. Okay. Now. So he Rabbi Goldschmidt says the Machlokas of Rashba and Rabbi Purni of Bishalakum, the Ra'oz Matir, Rashba's Machamishim Lo Plug. As we saw. Okay. And it's a shame, Charlie, he says, about Bishalakum for a chol, a shame basakana b'shabbos. So the Rashi says, Pikuach Nefesh. Okay? So it's only mutter for a bari. Even the chol himself can have it motzoi Shabbos. You have to kasha the kalin. The Rashi says, no. There's no hekeir in this kind of a case. Because it's just because it's fakert. The fact that you have to ask him on Shabbos shows that Goyim and Jews are even more different. We're not a cook on Shabbos in this kind of situation. Marit Salon, or Maritatz? Maritatz. Yeah. I want Yishonos. Kuf Samach Aleph. See if it's there. Thank you. Let's see if it's it. Let's see. Yeah, it's up to the topic. It's pretty good. Okay, everyone see it? I'm just gonna my mouse. Oops. Everyone able to see? Let's see how good this is here. One minute. One minute, please.
Settings.
Here we go. I went too fast. Okay, here's a head. Chasnus. Okay. He's discussing certain things that have been sold by the Goyim. Why? So many other things which are over here which have nothing to do with us. Heman apalter, no chasnus. Avish of a pass, yet shokum, that feel of a palter, also. Look at this now. Dafka pass the choshuv. Ava kloyos, vade, also, limkor, bishuk. Kuliyama modu the leka isu mishim leka tam chasnus. Dafka bepasos to the afilu palter because chasnus kevim shuchoshu v'mazmin alav al kloyes. Kuli mishiach bepas palter the other bekloyes also in limkor b'shuk. Dume the palter the shari. Amazing. The bumnasu osik afilu mishim machu bepas palter all close to kloyes palter. This is mamash the opposite of every other posik in the world. Okay, but the way they were all said it, you got an impression it wasn't just a palter he was doing it professionally. He was doing it anonymously. The two halachas is professionally and anonymously. Okay? That's a different word. Okay? That's how I understood it. He's not meskaiv and levash latzim or the other miyuchad. And the Rashba argues on the Ra'ah. Okay. The Purni was a Rishus Rabim L'chola Olam. Okay, which means that everyone, this is just made for the whole world. Okay. Okay. Quotes Rav Moshe was an old shul about potato chips. He doesn't say that's made in a factory. He has a river of Sephraim. And he quotes the river of Sephraim here verbatim. Then he quotes, listen to this. That there's no low plug if they do it in a different way. Then he quotes Rav Shmuel Felder. He's quoting from Rav Moshe or his Talmidim. I'm quoting with the Hebrew now. Tehecha shi technika misuyemet. She yevshel levashel b'tzuruk azos b'bayis prati b'lihech kenel b'yuchana l'badei charoshes. Ozlo gazvina mishum lo plug. And therefore, yesh lahatel b'bishel b'kufsol shimurim b'zmaneinu. Can't. Hanasim b'badei charoshes. Meshim yevashel b'kufsol segura b'beres arbayis. Hakufsol tispotzeitz. Will explode. Try to cook in a can in your house. She wants to know if this is true. In the old generations, they didn't cook in vacuum-packed cans. They didn't cook that way. Now they cook that way, but it's a little bit different. Any quotes? No. He says, maybe in some cases, in harbeid ramesh and misbashim bekufsal shimurim, which are cooked in cans, kvar mevushalim besirim gedolim terem shemachnisim also bekufsal shimurim, al kolim shesogim also bemichse. Says many, in point of fact, some cooked items, even though they're cooked in a can, they really cooked before they got into the can, or before they sealed the can. That's what he says. This is an interesting question. Matter of fact, if you some of those OU things, discuss some of those facts. Okay, this is a very important halacha l'maaseh, different topic. Maybe we should turn our attention to some of those OU facts. Well, let's discuss what we spoke about at the end of the show yesterday. We'll come back to the OU papers and the other svarim as we go. So if you recall, we were speaking about the Tosfos over here on Daf Lamed Ches by Dog Moliach, right? Dog Moliach on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. There's also a Tosfos about it. Complicated discussions. Small fish, very small fish. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Yud Beis, what he talks about. Dogim Ktan Shemilchon Yisrael O Akum Harehein Kemoshin Is Vash Lumitzas Bishul Vim Tzlo On Akum Achakach Mutar. It's called Nechal Chai. Why is it Nechal Chai? It's Nechal Chai, not Chai Mamish, Nechal Meluach. We already learned that Melicha is not Kibishul with respect to Bishul Akum, that's Sif Yud Gimel. Dog Shemilcho Akum, who perish Ishna, and even steam. That was part of the discussion yesterday. Remember, we had the Minchas Yitzchak who suggested that our factories are made with Oshem, with steam. And the question was, does that apply to steam jacket and kettles or not? So, our Elam Utarn, the Meluach and the Kiroseach, so it's considered to be in the category of Nechal Chai. Okay? And Dogim Gedolin. Take a look over here again in Yud Beis. Avo dogem meluchim gedolin, einem nechom ele adchak, lefichuchim tzlo an akum, asurin. So it's not echot, it's not considered nechol chak, because they're only going to eat out of the adchak. V'yesh matirin. Some say that the fact that it's nechol ade adchak is good enough. It seems to be the machlok, because if it's nechol ade adchak, is it considered to be nechol chai, or is it not considered to be nechol chai? That's the shaila. Take a look in Shachs of Kotan Tezayin. Dogim Tan, Kotzwa Tosis, we saw this yesterday. Bushar Poskin. The Hainu Afilu Gedolim Tzas, Dik Tanim Mamish, Wina Bishas, the Afilu Nispashu Dogim Tanim, and Mam Shemishul Yakum, and also Shulchan Malachim. So there are three different levels of the fish, three sizes. Okay? A Bach Kotz, the Dogim Tanim, and also Shulchan Malachim, Hainu Dogim Tanim, Shagilu Shalem Gidu, ועוסם דוגם בקטנוסם אינם חשובים ואינם עולם השולחם הולך אבל דוגם קטנים שגילו שלהם לעולם קוטן הם חשובים ועולם השולחם הולך means rights it's a matter of fact and it's a matter of fact which you have to figure out for yourself in each and every generation what is nechal what's not nechal today people eat sushi correct who eats sushi who in this room ever eats sushi who in this room eats sushi raise your hand who doesn't eat sushi we're a minority okay so sushi eat by most people sushi is raw fish correct emes so it's nechal chai The fish used to be, thank you. Used to be Bishul Akam, no more. Because now if it's Nechal Chai, it's not considered Bishul Akam anymore. It depends on the particular case. It depends on the kind of fish. I'm not sure what fish they use, sir. What fish do you use for sushi?
Salmon.
Crab. Tuna? So salmon and tuna, there you go. What kind of cans do we usually have? Salmon and tuna. Another reason why it's no Bishul Akam, because it's eaten as sushi. Yeah.
Sushi is also... Only
you'll
only have a piece.
Of,
it's only a very small piece of fish. I mean, no one would just take up.
You have it with rice.
You have it. I mean,
we'll get to that. What if it's nechal chai with other foods? That we'll get to.
That's not always true. You can have those rice pads and then the salmon on top. But you can eat them separately. People, I've eaten them separately.
Yeah, but most people don't order like. I mean, you wouldn't just go to a fish market and take up. Think of fish and just take it.
You
want
to make yourself sushi, so you would.
But you might do that, but most people wouldn't do that.
Okay.
The question is, how do you determine who eats it now?
Let's discuss that. Who eats it? Okay, let's discuss that. Okay, thank you. So the Taz in Sivkot and Yudalit, says as follows. What does it say over here? Beitza, afal pisha ruyal goma chaya, osu. Why? Hatam da'achia de'atchak, he. You can have raw egg. Chazonim have raw eggs, don't they, you know, to make their voices on raw eggs? Who in this room eats raw eggs? Nobody. But Chazonim do it, I know. So it's a Nechal de'atchak. Doesn't count. After Yeshmatim, Mesif Yudbeis, B'dogim G'dolim, Modim kind of a Tzvorim, Hamorim Mesif Tetzvav. Shekani Nechal de'atchak Godol. Docha Godol, Docha Kotten. Obviously, these things are somewhat subjective. There's a discussion over here in the Taz, in Sif Kotten, Yudalit. Okay? Fine. Let's assume this as being true. Good. Now let's turn our attention a little bit. Yes, sir.
If sushi would be able to not tear fish for Nechal Chai, so would...
Tartar,
yeah.
Who eats tartar here? Who eats tartar?
Oh, the beef stuff.
It's raw chopped meat.
Yeah.
Who eats tartar? They serve it at weddings? Don't tell me they serve tartar.
I know somebody who had it at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but maybe most people don't eat it. I don't know. Let's discuss it as we go. I haven't seen that in print, but let's discuss it. So Rabosai Ma'usha. We started talking about this yesterday a little bit. That's in Sif Yud Gimel. This goes back to, we spoke about it way back, if you remember the opening Shurim, Siman Pei Zion, we spoke about, is it hot steam, is it cold steam? Because perhaps if it's hot steam, it's not considered to be in the category of Ma'ushan. I'm showing it to you over here. I'm reading it to those. Anyone have this safe with you? Someone had it last week? Dovi has it? No one else? Okay, we'll just check up on me. Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. Talks about Ma'ushan. Now, Ma'ushan ain't okay, Ma'ushan. Okay? The fish. Ma'ushan Enek and Ma'ushan. That's what it says. And the Mechaber says, Peres She'ishnan. On this, the Biurim quotes from Chadrei Deya, that's Oshan Tzonan, Shupoel Bishel Aydei Charifuso, Aval Oshan Chametz Oledesbo. No, it's considered to be Bosa B'cholov. And back in Pei Zion, it's Bishul Mamish. What's the difference? Oshin Shinischama Minoesh, Mimayim Shinischama Uvesh. End quote. So that's the case. You have the same Pshat Nayirishalmi in the Dorim that we saw at the very beginning of the year. It's talking about cold smoke and not hot smoke. All right? Some say no. Even hot smoke is mutter. Who said so? You look on the east of a heter, Shar Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Zion. Let me take a look. I have it over here. I bought it today. East of a heter Aruch, Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel, Bishalakum. He quotes over here a long piece. Please. He quotes over here something called the Zer Zohov, which is a commentary on the bottom of the Issa Veheta Ha'aruch. Zer Zohov. Hold on. Abishai de Mechonus HaKitahu. Dovashin Ischadish Ata Mikarov. Look at this now. I did Lohaya Bechlal Zeres Chazal. Shigazah Bishal Kanaidi. What an amazing kula. This tops all. The only things which are usher are the types of cooking which exist in Bizmei Chazal. But cooking with steam? Never existed then. Amazing. Unbelievable. That's what he says. So obviously he considers it to be, even though it's hot steam, he's being mekel. As opposed to, and he quotes over here, that the Zer Zahov, he quotes it over here, brings the Sefer HaEshko, learns the Yerushalmi, it's talking about Oshon Cham. Oshon Cham. I'm not finding this over here in the Sefer, but it's quoted over here. So even hot steam would be considered in the category of Ma'usha. Okay, so keep this in mind. This is something which is very important. Again, if this is to be accepted by Halacha, it's a critical leniency. Aye, this heat. So the answer is that it depends if it's, it could, might depend upon what kind of heat it is. Because if you look at this sefer, the Bishul Yisrael in the back, I told you the kuntras from Rabbi Falk from Gateshead, he talks about it as well. The big Talmud Chacham is again hundreds of pages in this, over 100 pages on this topic. This was called Kuntras Birurim, I believe it's called. Let's see, here we go. Yud Aleph Tshuvas. Get this straight here. Rabbi Falk. Okay. And he has Mu'ushan Ayde Nachrim. He talks about Mu'ushan. And he says, Mu'ushan Kar is a suffix in the Yerushalmi. Well, Mu'ushan Cham. So he wants to say, it may depend on what, if it's just pure heat. He quotes the Zer Zov as correct. Eshkol's mat even Mu'ushan Cham. But maybe he means Hevel Cham v'Oshan Cham may not be the same. Smoke and steam may not be the same. Because he says Oshan Cham has Shnei Koros Nifrodas Apolim Yachad. Koach HaChom comes from the fire. And Koach HaOshan Shul Koach, he calls it Chimutzi. Who wants to try the Chimutzi? Pungency or something like that. It's a sharpness, we'll call it. So if you have both together, it's kind of zevah zegorah, which is permissible. It's nothing to do with the hot steam in our factories. It's purely, there's no snow. It's not smoke. It's straight steam. That's a very good svar over here. This is an os zayin. Those want to look it up in page dalid in this kutras in the back of the sefer. Just keep it in mind because it's a. It's a significant svar. Okay. There are fine. Now on both sides. The Hagos Oshri, I asked you to see in Siman Lamadal. Let's look there first before you open the Shulchan Aruch again. Please turn. Hagos Oshri, Siman Lamadal. Rashbam says Malicha Zel Bishulo. For whole Benech Moshu Chai is okay. The herrings Mutalonu. Nesha Ein Necholin Chayim Bimkomenu. What? Shere Ona Mavashin also of Ochlin. So why is the Mutal? Ulmishadaka Leochlin Chayim Asurin. What's going on? Should be the other way around, right? Nechol Chayim is Mutter. What does that mean? Unless you'll say that's going on the Rashbam Shita. The Rashbam Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Perhaps it's Machmur in the Shaila. And that's what it means. You have to look at the tricky Hagos Ashri over here. This is tricky. There were those who say that Kovash Asers, like, and Malicha also Asers. And some say, again, Nechol Chai, it's a big tumult over here. Very complicated. Very complicated. Now, let us look again in some of these sources. Herring is Nech. What? Let's read again together. Herring is Mutalono, Shein Necholim Chayim. What does it mean? Ein Necholim Chayim. Which means, it's not nechol through salting alone, bimkomenu. Shoy anu mavash nosa, v'ochlin, ulumi shadark alechon chayin, asur. Depends on every single individual that you get an impression. And that's causing a heter of nechol chayin. Fakert, an iser of nechol b'melicha. That's why his vocabulary is so strange to us. For us, nechol chayin is a kula. Him, nechol ade melicha is a chumra. He wants a paskin over here against the Shulchan Aruch. That Malicha itself creates an Isser of Bishalakum. But it has to be edible that way. That's why there's such a backwards. It's like they're seeing the world backwards through the eyes of the Hagos Ashri. Mamish backwards. We don't pass in this way. Okay. Now, the question is what's considered Nechol Chai? Definition. How many of you have to eat it? Most people, some people. So if you have the Sefer called Bishul Yisrael, he comments on it over here. Okay. Kol shel nechol chai is considered permissible. Choser b'chashivas p'ulas habishul shel akum. Okay. That's permissible. Quotes the Rush, who makes a very interesting comparison. The Rush is Simen Chof Ches. Let's take a look. Simen Chof Ches and the Rush. Please look inside. We had a discussion yesterday. Well, how do we pass like? Which of the two Lashonis? Rabbi Natan, we pass like both Lashonis Lahokim. Only if it's Ola Shulchan Malachim and also Ein Echach Ola Shulchan. That's how he brings a riot. Okay, fine. That's his right. But then he says over here, yeah. Rav Yochanan Sava. You see the little vav of the Bach? Rav Yochanan Nami Sava. He has the word Nami. Ki Ay Lishna. Why? The Kamala Kaman Bishmaitin. Kol shukamachal ben drusoi, ein bo mishem bishul yakum. For kolshkein, nechal kamo shulchai. There's an amazing kolshkein here in the Rush. If the Jew cook a kamachal ben drusoi, there's no bishul yakum, kavachomer, in the case of nechal chai, because machal ben drusoi is only eaten by Who's ben drusoi? A bandit, Jesse James. So if he eats it, and the Jew cooked it to that level, there's no bishul yakum anymore. An apple that all of us eat. So the guy bakes and makes a baked apple. It's going to be mutter. This is kavachomer. I both say. What's the weakness of this kavachomer? The weakness is, in the first case, the Jew cooked it. The raw apple, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it edible, not a Jew's cooking. This Kavachomer is an interesting Kavachomer of the Rosh, which is one could argue with. But that's what the Rosh says over here in Simen Chav Ches. That's the Rosh says. Oh. The question becomes, Rabbi Osai, how many people have to eat things in order to be in the category of Nechal Chai? Depends on every individual, depends on the majority. So he has a whole chapter about this. It's called Simen Lamed Gimel. The Prichodesh says you follow the majority of people. The majority of the people. Okay. The Rashba may agree. You need most people. He said that most people only eat it. Are they at chak? Maybe it's considered to be Nechal Chai. And Beitza and Dagim Gedolim, only some people eat it. Are they at chak? That could be shot in the Rashba. It's a discussion over here. Oh. This is an interesting question. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what shot is over there. Okay. Narabosai. Let's take a look over here in the Ramah in Sivov. And we'll see the Gemara, and we have a big problem on our hands. Please turn to the Ramah in Sivov. Please, Ramah Sivov. Kuf Yud Gimel Vav in the Ramah says, Kol shebishul Yisrael mat bishul ben betchila ben besof muter. Lefichach, meniach akom basar o kedera gabe eish, v'hofach Yisrael b'basar v'igis b'kedera, o shehigis Yisrael v'gomer avat kachovim, harei ze muter. That's the mechaber in Sivov. What does it say on the side? Where does this come from? Where does this come from, Rav Osai? Loshon Rambam. Based upon the Gemara. So those who have the tour will tell you exactly where this comes from in the Gemara, and then we'll see. Then we'll go backwards. Start from the Keshuvan Aruch, go back to the tour, and we'll go back to the Gemara. And I'm doing it for a reason, because we're going to see later on when we get to the Ramah, there's a bit of a problem over here. Kuf Yud Gimel, the tour says in Sivov, L'osu alak shekol abishlai de goy, t'chiloso o sova de Yisrael mutter. That's the whole shmooze of the Ramah we spoke about yesterday at length. Someone stoked the coals in the middle. Afal pisha oya mizbasha below chitui. Chen meniach Yisrael ubogoy v'chitui is also mutter. Where does it come from? Suga naf lamed ches amad aleph. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Lamed ches amad aleph. Says the Gemara as follows. The fourth wide line. Omer Yudah Mashmur. Hiniach Yisrael boso aga begachol. Ubo aka vehipich bo mutter. Hechidami. Ilema di lo hefich bo havi bosho pshita. Elav di lo hefich bo havi bosho. Amai mutter bishal akamu. Lo tzricha. Di lo hefich havi bosho betarti shoy. Hashleko bosho bechad shoy. Ma'adatema kruvi bishul emilsi. Kamash malon. Okay, that's din number one. Din number two. Again, fine. So far, so good. Frank the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Asher Yochanan Kol Shukimachem Ben Dusoy Emer Mishum Bishul Akum. When Gemachem Ben Dusoy Yeshem Mishul Yakum. What's the Gemara's kash? Ben Dusoy Listim Hoya Ochel Kol Dora Hamavushul Ktsas. Was his hasam came in the osi b'silta b'shakle over the chavim v'osi b'tanura? What happened, Rashi? B'silta b'sal. Abul hocha the mancha agumi b'lav hesek duv the chavim ayim v'ashale asman meruba. If he removed it and put it back, then it's he's cooking it. But if you just leave it there, it's different. Hani nami hachi. ונח ישראל בוסר גם בגחול ובאו בגחול ומהפך בו עד שיוב ישראל מבייס הכנס ומבייס המדרש ואין החושש as long as it's leaving it there, not taking it off. This is the Maskana Sagamar. Okay, Rabbi, this is the end of the Sugya, more or less. The Gemara says enough, Lamed Chesem and Beis, just the last few lines. Yibarlu, top line number two, Lamed Chesem and Beis, Yiniach Abba Kachal Mehapach Yisrael, Mal. Nach Yitzvah, Kavach Homer. Gomer B'dei Akum Muta, Gomer B'dei Yisrael Kolshke, Menami. Okay. Bein Yiniach Abba Kachal Mehapach Yisrael, Bein Yiniach Yisrael Abba Kachal Mehapach Muta. Bein Os Ashtay Tchiloso V'Gomaro B'yarak. Ravina Hilchasa. We have to the Shagah be Avik Chavis. We saw it a long time last week. Akum va'afa Yisrael, or Shagah Yisrael va'afa Akum, Shagah Yisakum va'afa Akum. Os Yisrael v'chata v'chituy shaper dami. And the question is, the lighting of the fire is that only a special din when it comes to pas, because firing up the oven is a special din by pas, or it applies to bishul as well. That's what the Ravish spoke about a little bit, and we'll get to it coming back to it again over here. Now. So now that we saw this Gemara, and we saw the Turu quotes the Gemara, the Beis Yosef quotes everything, all right? And then it's time to review the Ran. Turn to the Ran, please. Tes Vav Amud Beis, okay? Past Sholosh. Look, turn to the Ran there. Review a little bit, and then we'll try to come back. Okay, see pas shalosh, you see it? Miyudavka bepas, says the Ran. Fisha shgiras tanu hi melocha miyuchedes bo. Aval b'shar tavshilin, lo. Hachimucha akula shmaitin, arminan shofeses isha kader, arminan meniach yisrael basa gabicholim, umashu da halokas ha'esh bilchud lo mahani. Because the Rishonim za. Ein b'dava sofek klal. Foksavti lamala, masha nearly, that Rav Yochanan, dakka bepas shalonu, not a pas shalahem. It's a different story. But he says the Dava Poshut, that putting in the light in the fire is meaningless when it comes to cooking. It's only relevant when it comes to baking. So says the Ran. Okay, back to the Gemara again. Let's chazing Gemara one more time. Lamed Chesam and Alf. El Alav Di Lo Hafech Lo Havi Boshil. If he wouldn't have, what happened over here? If the guy wouldn't have cooked it, it wouldn't have cooked. Amai mutter, bishul akan in him. So it's clear that if it wouldn't have cooked, chazer again. What's the case? Iniach yisrael bosagav gachola, and it wouldn't have cooked. Now the guy patched it with it. That's clearly aser. Look at the Ramona. The Ramona writes over here in Sif Vav. It's mutter. Pile ployim mamish. Shaches. Luchora kosher. Do neged hashas. This was against the Mefurash Gemara. The Shas says, "He lo hafech ba akum lo have a bashel b'shulei akum." Then of aser. Kind of a post. We don't understand where this Rambam got it from. What a tremendous kasha. What a tremendous kasha. So the Taz is exactly the same kasha. Tamali is against the Gemara of a Furish. How can it be? How can it be? A pellet. Venera. There's a task at the end of Sivkot Vav. The Ain Osir Achi Tchilos with the Gemara B'dei Akum. Harder, baby, Svarazu. They back out from it. At this point, they said if the Jews' action would not have cooked it, and the Goy's action needed to cook it, it was Osir. At the end of the day, the Gemara backs out from that svar. Ava bishul b'lo akum lo hayim es bashel at all. The komagom came and she yisrael siyeh b'tchilo b'sof mutter. Can you align this kula? Only the base yisrael b'tzir of the rabbeinu avrom says the Taz. That's the Taz's pshak. Align this chiddush of the Ramah and the tzir of the rabbeinu avrom. That's his second teretz. His first teretz is the Ramah is only mekil. It would have reached Macha ben Dusoy without the goy. Without the goy. That's a chiddush pshat in the words of the Ramah. Let's read it. Let's go back to the beginning of the Taz where he gives his teretz. He says as follows. Look what he says. Lohayim is bashal koroi below siyua akum. Avakamacha ben Dusoy habi bashil. Otherwise, it would be prohibited. Why? That's because we said before. Then he has it. Avav emes miu belavach ikamel ki yesh cholken shehevi yaramor besamech ladlokas eish ochitu imahani. But because there vado haya bashalim lo haya maase ha'ovek ha'chavim. That's the Ran's kasha. How can somebody be mekil if the Jew likes the fire? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says it's not enough. If it wouldn't, nothing would have happened without the goy. So then he says it's at the end of the day. But what? That they hold the Gemara backed out from that Nakud. That's what the Taz says at the end of Sivkoton Vov. That's the Ramon Siv Zayin. What did Ramon say in Siv Zayin? It's Chazar again. The Mechaber Siv Zayin. And Shigva Satanur El Bapas. That's the Ram we just saw. Right? That's the Ram. What's in the bottom of Yud? Harancha, Ramo, v'yesh cholkin, u'svir lo dad lochas ha'esh, ochitu b'gachol ha'mahani l'invishol, when you're in pass, v'chein no'agin. How can that be? Sounds like it's against the Gemara. The answer is no. It's against the Gemara at the beginning, not against the Gemara at the end. At the end, it's going to be permissible for this very reason. It's the answer to the Ran's kasha. Take a look on the Ran, Rabosai. The Ramaskil Va'af. Please turn to the Ran Masl Va'af, where he asks this kasha. This is impossible. It's against the Gemara. And the Taz answers, yeah, it's against the Gemara Amad Aleph, but Amad Beis, the Gemara backed out. Take a look at both sides. Tez Vav Amad Beis, Va'af. Gavheta Zeyna Bar B'Einai. Why? Because he quotes the Gemara Amad Chesem Nalav. Ala Dechila Ma'apich Be'elo Mati Amai Mutter. Hachanami, b'masav shal Yisrael, lo haya tana zeroy lafas bohos hapas. Nothing is really added specifically. So they whatever, not going into the details of that Ran, but apparently the Taz will hold, the Maskon of the Gemara backed out from that. Backed out from that. Now, the Shach gave a different answer. Take a look on the Shach of Kotan Ches. He has the same Kasha. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. He says, you know, he says, it's against the Gemara. Yisim het, the mem gimel test. Yiminech Yisrael bosak abe gecholim. Shalohoi aurora lizbashel v'litzos. Vakav hafach bem lizbashel. Mutter v'tzarachin. It's not the Ramos fault. Kon Yisim het aruch. It's against the Gemara. So he says over here, the Rav and the Ishot is saying, Nei de Medina, the Shas Osir. Yes, Tak Osir. Mikomakom, hogam chitu v'kisum asim midina d'shas. The lohayim is bashal below siyuah v'kachavim. We throw in a little toothpick. Avilachon amatirin. Hayne mitama de kaimlan hoch chiechid de mahani kisum liel sim kufi beis of yud. Hu adin mibishu leakum. As the raf, Rabbeinu Peretz, in the smak kisum heta. Chiechid de kisum bepas lo shor midina d'shas. As the poskim say kufi beis. Ella. The Samchina and Amashakosa bechilufe minhagim, the Bein Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Bein Bnei Bavel, the Mahani, Panachem Yisrael Shu Shogin, as the Russian Naturist and Kufyud Beis, told by Bishalak on the same thing, and the Ramban quoted by the Ran, knocks out Kisim from the Shas. Yeah, but it's not based on Shas; it's based on some subsequent source. The Rav Asif Yud says nothing about the Mechaber. He relies on what he said earlier. And therefore he says, Mayri b'sheiniach ha-Yisrael gecholem hilkoch afalpish lohoyem izbashab lo siyo ha-akum shari. Tavikad lochas eish v'gosim zayin de shari. V'tama kevan de Yisrael osa shal heves shari. Ulekamon tzifyud. What's saying tzifyud? Look at tzifyud. Hiniach Yisrael agabi gecholem omamos lohoyem roed izbashal lehem kemach ha-ben Rusoi. Uba'akum v'afach boyum v'nisbashal osur. So So the Taz says, well, here would have gotten to Machab and Desoy, they wouldn't have even gotten that far. Why isn't the Ramos saying something? Maybe the Omamos were Gechol, which were lit by a Goy. Here they're lit by a Jew. That's what he's suggesting. Hinech Akam Gecholim, his own Gecholim. Abish Yisrael, Abbas Agab Gecholim, Kev Lohoyam, his Basham, Lohsi Yuas, Akam is awesome. He said, Behet, the Torah's Chat, the Shamash, the Gechol, Gavni, Shari, Ayin, Shom. Gam Kan, Mashem, Shon, is Mix, Miskashem, Mishem, Shinech, Yisrael, Abbas Agab Gecholim, Viduk. You know, Dina Tzarech here, it's against the Shas. It's hard to go against Shas based on some Ramon, Isa Behet, based on some Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, whatever that means. That's the shach over here in Sivkoton Ches. So he's not happy with the psak of the Ramo at all. Okay. Fine. Now, the question will be, what will happen if indeed what the Jew does is Mekar of the Bishul? So if you look at the Shachs of Cotton Tess, O Chitui, Kosav Ha'usha V'Hetashon, Ach Yizog Shemechata V'Gacholim, Sha'oso Chitui Yoel L'Taken O'esh, V'Yoel L'Mar B'Shulo, Ayde Yisrael, Chen Mash B'Shasa Poskin, Debinon She Yisrael Yasek Kiru Bishul, you require that what the Yisrael will do will actually lead to a Kiruv of the Bishul. Okay? They say, even in Ches we saw, even then there's a problem, this Ramah. Because the Jew's action in and of itself would not have created Bishul. The guy's action in and of itself would have created Bishul. It's against the Gemara, and the Flamet Chesem and Aleph. However, we could say that Kiruv Bishul works for sure. But without a goy, without the goy's action, maybe it would have, in fact, would have been prohibited. It's not completely clear. And I asked you to see an Aruch HaShulchan. It's the last Maramak on the Maramakamis. Over Shabbos, I asked you to see a whole slew of Sifrim in Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll see at the end of next week. He has his own approach to this whole thorny issue of relying upon the fire and the pilot light that Ashkenazim do, and Sfaradim, Rav Avadia has something about it, but otherwise, if you look at it in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't sound that way at all. Oh. Fine. Good. So Ramah's make on the Shalat if the Jews Makar Bishulu and the Shach and the Taz are not. Okay. Could be that the Taz and the Shach hold like the Ran. According to the Mechaber, they ask when, if it wouldn't have cooked without the Siyu of the Goy. But if it cooks through the Yisrael or the Goy, it would be perhaps permissible in this kind of a case. That's a good question. And the big issue is, when is the Ramah making? Chitui after the pot is there, or Chitui even before the pot is there? So if you look in the Biurim of the Chelkos Binyamin, please look inside here. Also, who has it? Dovi? Let's take a look in Sivkotin Kuf. Hiniach Yisrael agabe gecholim omamos tohoya royal ispashal lehem kemachab and dusor ba'akab with a hilba of ispashal. Also, says the Biurim Kuf, Meshanochas ha-Yisrael lo nechshav ma'isa bishul klal kemus tohoya omen ispashal mikoch anachosom. Begam lo siyeya bishol she'etav shel omen ispashal. Lo domi li Yisrael mechata begecholim acha shekfar nichu anochu ala eish ispashal. The Ramah may argue with Sivov, but the Pasuk says against the Gemara, and they follow the Mechaber against the Ramah, which he already spoke about in Sivov earlier. Okay, so it's a big dispute among the Pasuk. Okay. Question is going to be, what will happen if the Ramo, if it's Chitui HaGecholim before the pot is on the fire? Would that help at all? That help at all? So the Chelkos Binyamin says, no way. And the only time the Chitoy is going to work according to anybody is only in a case in which you do the Chitoy after the pot is already there. But to do a Chitoy before, forget about it. If you look at the Ramah, right over here, Yesh Cholkim and Sivav. The Hadlokah is Ha'esh O Chitoy B'Gachol Mahani B'Bishultu. What's the case? What's the case? What's the case? He says, has to make the fire significantly better, otherwise it's a joke, he says. That makes sense. We'll have to come back to these things in Mitzvah, we'll discuss it one more time. Okay. So what did we say before? What does it say in Siv Zayin over here? Let's read Siv Zayin again. Siv Zayin says in the Mechaber now. What does it say in Siv Zayin in the Mechaber? Siv Zayin says, Ein Shkiras Hatana Moelas El Bepas Shatav Mispashlim Ein Shkiras Hatana Lod Logos Ha'esh Moelam Orit Ela Hanocha Dafka Nefichal Karotzo Levashel B'machvas B'tana Shalakum Tzok Sheyitin Yisrael Ha'machvas Atoch Hatana Lamokom Arol Espashlim. There's no other way out. There's no way. Okay. Nothing's going to help otherwise. Take a look over here in the Chelkos Binyamin, Rabbi Osai. Sivkotin Samach Zayin. Nothing helps. It's going to, coming on the Mechaber. Nothing helps at all. Fine. Let's say it would not have cooked without the chitoy of the Yisrael. It wouldn't have cooked. It would not have cooked. Okay? Now what? Would not have cooked without the Yisrael's doing. We'll look early on Samachay. Samachay quotes the Mechaber, nothing's going to work. Sounds like you have to actually put the food on the fire. Nothing else is going to work. Quotes the Ran. Good. That's the Ran. The Rashba says, Chitik Echolim, Bishas Afia is a Melacha Miucheres V'Nikeres B'Seder Afia Sapas. So that would help. But it wouldn't help by Bishul, even if you do Chitui while the pot is there. So he writes, it goes back and forth about this Nakuda. Is it true or is it not true? Not Nika, he says. It's not noticeable. But what would happen if it wouldn't have been cooked otherwise, without what the Jew did? That's going to be mutter, he says. That's in Sivkotin Samach Zayin. Because it wouldn't have cooked otherwise. So what the Jew is doing, L'Royal Espashal Klal V'Lo Kchita B'Yisrael V'Chat, then it's considered Iker Abishal Bo'al Yodo. The Iker Abishal Bo'al Yodo, that's going to work, even according to the Mechaber. Certainly, he says, if the guy put it there and there's no fire at all, and the Jew lights the fire, that's certainly good. And the Iker Abishal, sometimes he put the fire, pot under the pot on the fire or the fire under the pot. Chubas Avnei Nezer. So when do we say that lighting the fire according to the Mechaber doesn't work? If you light the fire before the pot is there. Once the pot is there, you light the fire, of course it's going to work. That's what we tell people. If you're Sfarad, if you're Ashkenazi, so you can light the fire or the pilot light before the pot is there. If you're Sephardi, that's what you were told, right? That to light the fire after the pot is there. Or else put the pot in the fire, which is one of those two. Right? That's what he quotes over here. That's the quote of Maran Bet Yosef. That is the halacha. That's the... Yeah, you can turn it off, put it back on again. That's what I told you to do, right? Turn it off, put it back on again.
It was on already. You just told me to put the food on the fire.
Okay, it's on already. You put the food on the fire. But he could have also turned the fire off, turned it back on again. Out of all, it's a pot's too heavy, you can't carry it. These pots are huge. Okay? That's what it's quoted over here. Okay. Fine. Fine. So how does it work, this idea of throwing in a kisa? It's just what's called a kulas pas, even though it accomplishes nothing? So the Beurim says, Chit, it is over here as follows. Hashlochas kisim by pas. He says, by bishul, it's going to work. According to the Ramah, you just throw in one little bit, it works. Bishas bishul, while it's actually cooking. Why? It adds something. It adds something. Not a special kula by pas. Chaya nefesh. No. Midina. Einocha kisim kisim. Shen in most of the choma esh a little bit, even though it's not noticeable. That's pshat of the Ramah. Based upon the Rambam and the Rashba, kisim works. We saw back in Kufiyat Beis. Not just some kind of voodoo. It actually adds a little bit. So says the Biurim here in Chalkas Binyamin, Sivkotan, I involve explaining the Ramah. Oh. So here, Abosai, there is a very famous leniency that was introduced by Rabbi Heinemann Shlita in the Star K. We have something from the Star K here. I'm not sure if they have this particular.
It's in there. The glow plug?
Yeah, the glow plug.
Yeah, it's in that article.
Where? Can you show it to me? But there's so many things on my desk. Just find it for me. The glow plug. Oh, this one. Oh, the wrong one. Where's the glow plug? Where is it? A glow plug means that behind him has this following idea. I will have an automatic glow plug. Yeah. With a light bulb or glow plug that was turned on by a Yehudi and was burning continuously qualified for Bishul Yisrael. I'm reading to you. The minimum halakhic requirement for Bishul Yisrael is haknosis hashlochas kisim, literally, throw a small wood chip into the fire. Any minor action that contributes heat to the cooking would qualify for Bishul Yisrael. If the oven would be hot wired, so the bulb or glow ball would be placed into the oven cavity, turned on by Yehudi, left on permanently, the additional heat given off by the light bulb or glow plug, which is considered fire, would more than qualify for Achnasis Kisim and would fulfill the requirements of Bishul Yisrael. This caused, forgive the pun, a firestorm in the Kashrus community. Yeah?
How hot does this glow plug get?
It's hot, too hot. Fire. A glow plug is a fire. It's not much a fire. It's a fire.
A light bulb?
Light bulb.
Like one of these or like filamented?
No, it has to be a probably incandescent bulb. You ever try to put your finger on an incandescent bulb?
Yeah.
You leave it there?
Not for very long.
No, you'll burn your finger in a second. Boil it out.
So you put this in the oven?
In the oven. This is what it's Rav Heinemann's famous cooler, which he was attacked by many people. Rav Shechter Shlita had the following critique. It's not comparable at all. Hachnosis kisim, this is his language, is an integrated fire. Which means the toothpick that you throw in is part of the larger fire which creates the cooking process. Here, unrelated. There's a fire in the bottom, made from, I don't know, electric or more likely gas. And then somewhere on the top, it's a glow plug. No, they're not combined. Those are Shechter Shlita's attack against Rabbi Heinemann's cooler. Rabbi Belsky had a different nekuda. He was going with the idea it has to be a heker. And he said, a heker is if I throw the kisim in for this particular cooking. But here, this lopel's been there for three years. No, this is what I'm going to tell you. Okay. Now, again, the two postmen of the other are disagreeing. One requires a heker, and one requires hosafas chom. That's all. Chom. Now, it's interesting. The Mechaber quoted heker back in Simon Kuf Yud Bey's Sif Tes. But in Sif Yud, he also said chom of chater works for the third. Remember that? So the residual heat? We saw that last week. The Mordechai, residual heat. So apparently residual heat would also work. Oh. Now, let's look over here. I have some of these. The Raul de Gazachin here.
Good.
Yes.
If your Schechter's point against your Heinemann,
Yeah.
Let's say, according to the idea that you need an integrated fire, let's say you have two fires in the town, and one of them was added by the Jew, and one of them was from the Goy. Would that also not work to be monitored?
I think so. It has to be integrated. Well, let's see. I'm trying to get the OU papers over here. Okay. There's so many different things. I can't find these things over here. What is this? This is called the manual? Is this called the... I can't figure out. Oh, this manual. It's a madrich. So I don't have this. Something called A54, which apparently is not. They have the codes. Probably is not in this one. I don't think. I don't see it over here. That's where Rav Shapley's thing is found. At A52. I'm not finding it. Forgive me. I'm not finding it. But it's in a different place, apparently, where he has that Nakuda. It has to be integrated fire. Now, 1 second. A113. Oh, look, here we have a little bit of a glimpse. Now, this manual, which I have in front of me, it's called A113. You're on page 45. Here we go. Okay. He quotes Avodah Zarah, Kashlochas Kisim would suffice. Okay? It's a question whether it's true or not true, the Ramoth Mekel. I'm on page 46. Traditional parla is esh mi'esh, so that works. Rabbi Shechta says, quote, "Al pipshuto nira d'zeinu, dafka benochish hidlik esh mi'esh hidlik Yisrael, chashiv eshtatfus a Yisrael bezek ashlochas kisim. Ma'achash esh moshutfus be'esh, avo benidon zeh, that they're discussing, I'm sure is, shemivashem aydei hakitur, for a Yisrael lo osin eshtatfus b'chlav lezeh hakitur, Yesh lesser afilu b'di'evit. But he says that the OU follows Rabbi Ganak and Rabbi Belsky against Rabbi Shechter. Do that? Maybe we should need it. I don't know. This is a funny case. A Jew lights the pot in the boiler, creates bishul yisrael for food cooked with steam. So Rabbi Shechter didn't like that. What about a light bulb? What about a light bulb? That's what we're discussing. Okay. Hold on. Oh, hiniach Yisrael nurach hashmalit mikodem. Wait, yesh lahatib b'di'evid levad. Remember, Rabbi Shach is makab b'di'evid. Wow. Rak ba'ofan shabishul nasa achakach ayde od nuros chashmalios shehidlik anochri v'zu shalai yisrael mahava chelik meha eish mevashem. Oh, in other words, Rabbi, what I told you before, has to be part of the fire. So you have 10 different light bulbs and they achieve cooking, one was by the Jew, it would work. But if the Jew has a light bulb and the goy is cooking with fire, it wouldn't work. Rabbi Shachar says rebels to Tmihani. So you're talking about Tamua, the Ishma is here, but Tamua, this is a riot. Tamua, Pchita b'kachom akul nosemes and yusedes al din shkiris hatana de Yisrael. I don't know what's going on. They're fighting with each other here on page 47. These two big rabbis, I'm lost by completely, but this is a big fight over here. I don't have time to look at it right now completely, but obviously it's a big tumu. If a small fire level was not integrated, if the oven's main fire, that would not be, it would be insufficient to render the food mission of Israel. Rav Shechter elaborated at this point in A54, which I don't have in front of me. This is in a different piece. We cannot accept the light bulb. We'll continue spinning small flame as a method of creating mission of Israel past Israel. Cannot accept it. Not part of his main fire. Tamua and Tamua. Okay, that's what Rav Shechter said. Whee! Big people are fighting over here. I'm not sure exactly what they're fighting about, but if you want to look it over, look again, feel free. I'm on page 47 and 8 where they're going back and forth. These gedolim. I'm just trying to pick up the pieces. Okay, everybody say with me so far. So Rabbi Heinemann's kula in one place of a shekel is going to be made up of the Evid, and the Star K relies upon it all the time. And others say it's my response to all this is, even if you don't agree with Rabbi Heinemann, don't character assassinate him. What's going on? We live in a world of character assassination. But they don't like this cooler. They ask by Bishalach, they start saying it's no good. It's ridiculous. It's a different sheet. You don't like it, so don't eat it. What do you want? Tell your people you don't eat that. That's what I think they go over the line, if you ask me. He has a cooler. According to this, what I read here, Rabbi Shechter's make up of the oven. And it was this integrated throw, may not be ma'akev. I don't know. That's why I started reading it. So, yeah?
Well, it sounded like Rabbi Shechter was saying that if you have multiple bulbs, then it is an integrated
bulb. Right. Right, but no one, I don't think it's integrated bulbs. That sounds like it's a little wild. Well, what happened if it's a bulb and an electric range? Is that also integrated because they're both electric? Was that a bulb? I don't know. This whole svar of integrated is a chiddush. Not everyone agrees with Rabbi Shechter on that svar. Not everyone agrees with that. Okay? This is a serious question. A very serious question. So what's he makel based upon what? He says over here, he quotes the Chelkos Binyamin. Simin Kuf Yud Beis Sifkot Tzadi Dalet. This is Rabbi Shechter quotes. Let's take a look. You have it? Kuf Yud Beis Sifkot Tzadi Dalet. What does it say? The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud. Im Ofel B'tanai Dei Ovek Ochovim Gimel Pomim B'yom Echad V'chshiru B'tanai Dei Kisim B'beis Opomim U'pam Shlishis Lo Echshiru Mutter. That's the Mordechai we saw last week. That's the Mordechai last week, says the Chelkos Binyamin Tzadivov. Kosev Baruch HaShulchan, and this Mordechai L'chadchilim Shazatchak, B'diyevet HaPas Muteres. So, B'diyevet HaPas Muteres, he says, he doesn't think it's considered integrated, it's just residual. So it's residual, it's no worse than residual heat. So I understand how he understands it. It's B'diyevet. Some say it works L'chadchila. So B'Shazatchak. That's what he seems to say. Okay? Fine. What about the Eish itself? This is the pilot light hetter. The Darkei Moshe. I mentioned this to you last time also. When he quotes the Yisav Hetter, he doesn't always quote it fully. Those who have the Torah, please open up. Kuf Yud Gimel Sifkotin Dalet. The Darkei Moshe. If your gimels have gotten down. No, plain document. Kosev Sham, Mem Gimel Yud Gimel. B'shem Aram, the Medlika Goya Eish Me'eshel Yisrael Bishla Atavshel Mutter. That's it. Mutter. If Chitri works, making the Eish should certainly work. This is assuming it works even before the pot is on, which is a chiddush gadol. He neglected to mention over here in Dr. Moshe Sifkot and Dalet that the Isa Vehet himself, who quoted this heter, was only made up in the Eved. And here, both in Dr. Moshe, as well as in the Ramah that we have in front of us, is Mekel even lechatchila, even lechatchila. What about the Ramah here? In Shulchan Aruch and Hagah, take a look. In Kuf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Osai, please look. You all have it. Gimel. When he quotes this cool of Eish Me Eish, what do you think? I'm going to ask you an honest. I want you to read it, but I might give you an opinion. Is he Megal Lechatchila B'Diyevin? End of Siv Zayin in the Ramah. V'Yesh Omrin, Da'afilu Lo Chita Yisrael, Lo Hishlech Kisim. Rakshakam Hidlik Ha'esh Me'eshel Yisrael Shari. I'm asking the Talmid, what does Shari mean? I'm asking a question. Is it Mutter B'Chatchil or Mutter B'Diyevit? Anybody? In Daki Moshe, it sounds like it's Mutter B'Chatchil. The Tziyunim wants to say it's only B'diyevet. Why? Because he says, if he did it, it's okay. And by Etzem Din Adlaka, the Ramah himself said, V'yesh Cholkum Esfilu, Adlaka's Esh, Ochidu B'gacholim, Mahani, in the Bishul Pas. That's Mahani is L'chatchila. Mahani. Why did he say, Esh Mesh is Mahani? Only said, Shari. Means it's only B'diyevet. That's not exactly the proof. But the Ma'aril in Reish Chaf Aleph is Mekel Lechatchila. That's what I would have said. I would have said, Rabbi Osai, the pilot should work l'chatzik. That's what we do. And I found a fascinating svara from both sides. Is a pilot Eish Me'eish? Is it better than Eish Me'eish? Is it worse than Eish Me'eish? Let me read it to you over here in the Sefer Bishul Yisro on page Reish Tezayin. Pilot light. The chorot's Eish Me'eish. He says over here, if the nola hobos nifrados and the lechitas ha'estima v'kafta goveres Eish HaKayemes. I think that's how it works. Who has a pilot in his oven and homes? Washington Heights, all the old ovens. I have it in my inrivet. What do you do when you turn it up? More gas comes in, and that fire on the bottom, I take a candle and make another fire. It's the same fire with more gas. He wants to say it's Adif Me'esh Me'esh. It's better. You have to look at the new ovens and see if it's that way, but I think it's still that way. I think so. The gas comes in and takes the fire on the bottom and spritzes it up on top. Not a new fire. It's the old fire. It's better than Eish Me'eish. Better than Eish Me'eish. Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. Now, Rav Shechta Shlita has a chiddush, we said before, has to be integrated. Why? Then all the Eish is considered of Eish of Yisro. But that doesn't sound right from the original sources in the Rashba. Rabbi has an expression. Ein lechokol kisim v'kisim sheinam mosif b'chol matana u'mekarev abishul. What happens if my kisim is off to the side? It's not necessarily in the same exact spot where the main fire is there. Right? Ein mosif b'chol matana. Sounds like it's not part of the original big fire. That's a pashup shot. According to Rambam, says, if I have a keira, we don't find the Rashba Arga and the Rambam in that Buddha. So maybe the glow pulbs really should work. Should work. If you look in the Chelgas Bin Yamin, Rabosai, in Sivkot and Pei Beis, we'll end with this. Sivkot and Pei Beis, he quotes this Rambo, that Eish Me'eish works. He says, Esmol Hitzig Yisrael Eish. Benishim Menuk Sas Adayom. V'ata Bo Nokri V'hivir Oso Eish. That's case number one. That's case number one. Okay. That's considered to be Eish Me'esh. If you look in the Lashon Yisav Heter, she'osu soho Eish min ha'esh and nisha me'esmo. It's a different fire. A different fire. He doesn't like that. So what's the chiddush anosof? Afilu me'viyo ha'esh mi'bayas acher. According to the Bishul Yisrael, the chiddush is that the first fire is not visible in the place of the second fire. There's a whole machloikas, and this is very nakuta. What's the case over here? It's chazer again. Inami lokach mimeno vehivir b'mokom acher ubishal olav mutter. He knows in a different place. He's according to the Chelkas Binyamin, both of those cases are considered to be Eish Me'eish. And he says it's found in the Yisav Heter, which there are more quotes. Okay? But I don't know. Is that really true? Is that really true? You can lashon again one more time. She'osu soho Eish min ha'esh she'nisha me'esmo. I can interpret it to mean a different fire. But if it's the same fire, such as our pilot lights, it's better than Eish Me'esh. He says, to the chatzchilas, no, that is Eish Me'esh. And if it is Eish Me'esh, so I would say it's mutter b'di'evet, the chatzchila. He says it's mutter b'di'evet. So he gets me twice to be the Chelkas Binyamin. On the one hand, he says, Sharim is only b'di'evet. Then he says that this is considered to be Eish Me'eish al parat life. I think maybe he's wrong on both. Maybe Sharim is even l'chatchila. And maybe the parat life is better than Eish Me'eish. Not the way he learns to trot in the Yisav V'heter. So the bottom line is, I'm comfortable as an Ashkenazi using the parat heter. Rav Avadya has certain leanings even for Sephardim. But I don't want to pass it for Sephardim. I want to have our coalition here to huddle over Shabbos. Maybe on Monday you bring me Rabbi Avadya's psalkim and his mask. I don't have all this psalkim. And we'll see what to do. Halacha l'maaseh. You go into these, you eat in the Y cafeteria, the mashal. They rely on the head, the best of my knowledge, of a proud life. Am I correct? My knowledge. They only eat in the calf. Anybody? So go to the calf today. How do you eat in the calf? Bishalakla.
I mean, just
Rabbi Avadya's mask or something, right?
Oh,
yeah. What? Why? I want on Monday. I want on Monday. If you can be here, you'll tell me why Mavad is making. They told me he's making. Okay, we'll stop here. Wish you all a good Shabbos. Monday, 10:30, B'siyat and the Shema will continue. And we'll try to quote some other things and these fascinating